Now, if that theory were correct, a method of erasing pictures would at once become manifest and would work. All you had to do was take over the automaticity of remote viewpoints in front of the scenery. Or erase old remote viewpoints parked in front of the scenery. And if either of these two things worked, I would have a tendency to believe that we were dealing with thinnies, not with pictures. Now, you could still call them facsimiles if you said, this gotten thin is a facsimile of what it was. And you could preserve the word facsimile on this dog-leg piece of logic. Now, if you were looking at that wall, you would leave in that moment of time a remote viewpoint from that position in space. In other words, it's a location in space. Now, I presume that most of you had supper. Now, can you get a picture of any part of it before, during, or after supper this evening? You can? All right, very well. Very well. Now, just get the idea of putting a remote viewpoint in front of that picture. Now, what happened? It went away partially or wholly, didn't it? Yes. Well, those of you that didn't get it to go away fully, just put it, do it again as another action. Did it swing away? Well, isn't that a fascinating thing? Did it swing away, or did that part of Eunice come here? You think it came here? Well, that's fascinating. I want to know what you're doing leaving pieces of you scattered all over this universe. In other words, we've caught you off base haunting the past. If this is true. Now, we have tested many things in the handling of pictures. And any one of the methods, if successful, could have been understood through the handling of the remote viewpoint which was looking at the picture. We, of course, could go through a thoroughgoing erasure of the thing, providing one was in one's own valence, which would only mean, let's assume your own viewpoint. Now, Dianetics made the individual assume that viewpoint again. And then look it over, and look it over, and look it over. Now, the oddity was, is occasionally the thing didn't erase. Occasionally it just got sticky. That, perhaps, is because we didn't thoroughly understand what we were doing. We were trying to erase the picture, where, as a matter of fact, all we had to do was erase the viewpoint. Now, Lord knows how much disturbance we have created in the past. Because it's totally possible that there is another wave of present time following this one. Now, everything's all solid for you here now, isn't it? Maybe it's all solid for a lot of other people a little later. But they'd feel haunted, wouldn't they? You've gone before. Maybe the universe is a vast number of successive waves of viewers of the thickness. And maybe as we go by, we make it just a little more solid for an instant. But maybe the first wave going through is mocking it up. And that each successive wave adds to it. This building to a wave coming 10 years after us would be also thick to the degree that we thickened it up. It might be solid concrete to them. They might have the wildest idea of what solid is. Teaspoon weighs a ton, sort of thing. Well, all manner of fantastic explanations occur to one when he looks at all this phenomena. It's a wonderful philosophic jigsaw. But the only interest we have in it is the separation of the individual from the concatenation of pictures which victimize him.